Good morning. This is Lance Kenworth, the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank the station for working to make this show happen, and of course, our co-host, Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, how are you today?
Doing great. Good morning. How are you?
Good. And we also have in the studio with us here for this first segment, we have Brent Gamache with Gamache Landscaping. Brent, how are you?
Good, Lance. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Well.
So we've been starting off the show, Brent. You might have missed it last week, but we do kind of a fun real estate fact about what's going on. And I especially brought this in for Scott Ridgway because I know he's searching for that summer month of vacation home.
Yep, that getaway.
And you know, Ozzy Osbourne's Malibu home came up for rent, and you can get it for $40,000 a month, Scott.
$40,000. Half
wow.
of it in an investment property in Tri-Cities for 1 month.
And that's for 1 month. You know, it is right on the beach in Malibu, and I just know, you know, in fact, you and Brent could split it, and it'd only be $20,000.
You know, I bet you we could get a group of our friends and go down there for just $40,000 and go have a good time.
So, I think I'm in.
It's crazy to think.
Oh, wow.
It's out there. I would probably get a healthy little referral fee, so if anybody listening does want to check it out, give me a call, and I'll put you with the right agent down there.
$40,000 a month. Wow.
But no, seriously, back to our local market with some news here. Big announcement this week out of Kennewick. A Michigan developer is planning to start construction next year on a 640-unit apartment complex near the Badger Road interchange, out there where Badger Road Clearwater Extension comes together. There's about 50 acres out there they're looking to develop. Three-story apartment complexes, village-type lifestyle, pools, community center. Just a lot happening out there in that area. You've got the new elementary school. You've got Cottonwood Springs. A lot of growth and development on that side of Kennewick.
That really is. That's a lot of growth as far as a percentage of additional dwellings that people can go and rent.
That's exactly right. I mean, when you think about it, Tri-Cities has about 12,000 apartments. So you put 640 in the mix, roughly, you're looking at a 5% change in the number of apartments that will be available. And that's a big difference. But with 99% occupancy rates,
they need it.
There's a demand.
People can't find places to rent right now.
And when we have that type of demand in this area, we're getting those amazing projects coming here, influx of $30 to $40 million into Tri-Cities. That can't hurt.
No, absolutely not. You know, I have a question for you, Lance. With that kind of demand, are you seeing any kind of increase in housing prices as they're moving this spring?
Well, what we've got is it's projected this year, based upon first quarter and what we've seen, that we're going to be somewhere between, and it's hard to tell, but somewhere between, I would say, 1.5 to 3%. Some of the national associations and on some of the statistics that have come out said that we're projected to be about 3%. I think it might be close to that, but there'll be pockets that are a little bit less than that.
Well, it sure beats California, Arizona, and Florida, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, that puts us in one of the top five metro markets in the nation, just with those rates alone.
Wow.
So anyway, great time to be in the Tri-Cities. Lots of development coming. And we're going to talk a little bit today about how technology is driving some of that change, how we're using technology in our business, what type of changes we're seeing. And anytime there's major things happening with a real estate transaction and with real estate, we definitely want to let the consumers know what to expect and what they might see that's happening differently. And the biggest thing we've been coming up against the last 4 or 5 months that's starting to happen that most consumers are shocked when I send it to them is the use of digital signatures when we're signing our contracts.
Oh, with all these smartphones and all the technology that's out there now?
Well, that's exactly what happened, Scott. And really, what it is trying to move the real estate transaction towards an electronic transaction. What's happened is really the groundwork for this was laid back in 2000. It was actually called the Uniform Electronic Transactions Act. And what this did, it was legislation passed on a federal level in 2000 that really said that a document or signature cannot be denied legal effect or enforceability solely because it is in electronic form. So there's a lot of criteria that goes along what makes that signature, you know, what makes that signature have intent, what makes that signature trackable. And now what's happened is really at that time, we didn't really have the technology to make it available to the general public, to make it available and affordable for us to use. But with how things have evolved with the internet, how things evolved with IP address tracking and security, Now, lately, we've had national programs roll out, and we've started implementing at the Kenmore team the DocuSign transaction through the last couple months. So I can send it to you. You can have a unique ID, what computer you signed it at, when you signed it at, and then that is makes it an enforceable contract. If I need to make a response, you don't have to leave your office. You don't have to come to my office. You could be headed to Seattle, and you could sign this on your smartphone.
Well, now that technology's been out where you go to a bank and they say, here, sign in this little electronic thing for your cash back. But that's proprietary to that company. So you're saying there's a universally accepted method now for the real estate industry so that it makes these contracts enforceable and acceptable to lenders.
Well, now here's the thing. Anytime there's a major technology change, you're going to run up to resistance. You and I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Scott. I called Scott immediately. Scott talked to his underwriters at Cobalt, talked to people about what was happening. Not everybody is accepting this. We have made the change to be more efficient, to respond to our consumers' demands, to get things done quicker,
mm-hmm.
and to give them copies faster because they immediately get a copy of the transaction.
Right.
So we meet several requirements. Not everybody is accepting this yet. There are still some banks that are sending it back to us for wet signatures. As annoying as that is, we're trying to figure out which banks those are right now,
right.
which are progressive, which are accepting it, and then using that to just help our clients make the transaction go faster. But we're ready now with the technology. We've implemented it now, and we're using it now. I do feel that the rest of the market at some time will catch up.
Well, and that's DocuSign. I mean, that's something.
That's exactly right.
Cobalt Mortgage accepts that stuff, and it's just kind of like when the faxes, like we were talking about earlier off the air, we were talking about how in the early 90s, faxes were slowly working in to be generally accepted. And so this is something that kind of replaces that.
You're exactly right, Scott. And actually, once I get my clients used to it, my clients that are using it,
mm-hmm.
they're almost annoyed when they have to go somewhere to sign. I mean, really, literally. They're like, oh, Lance, just shoot it over to me.
Isn't that funny to be inconvenienced by having to go sign something?
But that's what happens.
That's where it's going.
As we introduce this technology. So that's one of the major changes. We do want to talk in this first segment, though. We're very fortunate to have Mr. Brent Gamache here to talk to us a little bit. We're going to put him on the spot about some technology and landscaping and see what we've got going on there, and you can chat a little bit. So, Brent, talk to us. Here we invite you on the show, and then we make you talk about technology, and sometimes people don't think technology and landscaper, but why don't you talk to us about the technology you're using in your business and how it's changed?
All right, thank you. Well, the first thing that comes to mind, too, it's really helping speed the process up between a person calling in and getting an actual bid or design down his email, of course, back and forth, because you know, you go to schedule an appointment, and you go out and see them the first time, you produce some preliminary drawings, whatever else. I'll send them a PDF via email so they can view it that way, mark it up, send it back. So the turnaround time is becoming a lot quicker for a lot of clients that have more involvement in a design or a bid. So that's really helped a lot, too, on that end. On the bidding process, you know, we do a pretty intricate spreadsheet to a lot of different equations on that for calculating out the bid, more documents to produce the extra proposal. I don't do the napkins anymore from the bar with the pen. So
right. Come a little bit from that.
That's right. The CAD software for the design works awesome. You know, speeds things up, makes changes real easy. Out in the field, you'd be amazed the technology that goes into just simple sprinklers, valves, timers. The chemist working with the chemicals to kill your weeds better and make your lawn greener.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be amazed on the technology that they're putting into this stuff. The trade magazines, there's oodles of them. There's huge conventions, just like every other trade. You know, in Vegas and all over the U.S. There's even the lawnmower manufacturers trying to make the best, fastest, even cutting lawnmowers that has good suction. I mean, it just, you know, I can go on and on and on about the technology. So
I was blown away at this new grass seed stuff that they come out that's got this little stuff around it that helps to retain the moisture to help those seeds germinate even better and get your grass coming up out of the ground faster.
Yeah, it's common to like hydro seeding, because when you do hydro seed and you spray that, you see that green lawn people spray on their backyard or whatever,
mm-hmm.
there's mulch in there. There's a wood fiber type mulch that holds the seed together and helps hold the moisture in there until it starts to germinate and grow. It's the same technology. And they're just making it into a homeowner user-friendly product.
Well, if they could just put some cayenne pepper in there to keep those birds off of that, that'd be fantastic.
So I guess the question almost becomes, does your landscaper have a degree?
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
Now I know why Brent,
has
to have a degree.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to keep up with all of that, it's a lot. So
it's a lot of technology.
I definitely. And the cool part about it, I've been through this process with Brent, and I can speak towards it because I remember the first thing that happened is it was a little difficult. Is Brent one time sent me a plant list and has all these names on it of these trees and stuff, and I know maybe what a poplar tree is and a pine tree is. And so I didn't even know what to say yes to, but then Brent also had sent it with attached pictures of what the trees would look like. Now, for me, that is something that I can deal with, you know. So, I mean, within minutes, I mean, you had given me examples of, okay, here's what line item 4, 5, and 6 will potentially look like, and I can't say enough, you know, within a couple minutes, him being able to email me those pictures and I can visualize it. Now, then I could make some decisions and say, okay, yeah, I'll take that.
Big difference between when they're planted and what they look like when they're mature, too.
That's right.
You got a little bit of planning going on there.
Huge difference, right. And the nice thing is, too, you know, you've been down to my nursery. Obviously, you said you liked that a lot the first year you came out there. So we've got a full-blown nursery down there, you know, retail and wholesale with everything from fountains to annuals to trees and shrubs. So another good way to come down as well and visually look and see maybe what's on the plant I produced for them, or we just walk through there and they can pick out stuff they like, and I'll tell them if it goes in the right spot of their yard.
Well, that's perfect. So really using the technology to bridge the gap, make things happen quicker, but also being able to have the nursery where people can come down and take a look at it. So, and I must say, you didn't talk about it technology-wise, and I don't know what those chemists are doing, but we did have you out about a week and a half ago, and 2 weeks, and sprayed the beds, and I tell you what, all the weeds died and the lawn is looking green as ever. So whatever you're doing on that end, it's working. I can attest to that.
Awesome.
So,
glad you're happy.
No, that's a great service. So Brent, I guess mainly when people need these services, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Main office number down there at the office is 735-9100. We're at 1212 Columbia Park Trail down the Richland Y. We have a website, www.gamashlandscaping.com. There's a contact page. You can request a quote. There's portfolios on there. You can see the different projects we've done. And then the nursery is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday is 10 to 4.
Perfect. Well, Brent, once again, we appreciate you coming in, talking a little bit about technology. We've talked about it in the real estate transaction. We've talked about it in the landscaping. And after the break, we're going to talk about it with Cobalt Mortgage. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today's theme that we've been talking about is technology in the real estate transaction. We talked a little bit about it with landscaping. We really talked about it and hit upon the biggest change that I've seen happen, and that's with digital signatures on our contracts. Now let's go to the lending side. We have Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage, the other huge chunk to the real estate transaction. And Scott, talk to us a little bit about the changes in the last year in technology in your business, and how you're seeing that help or hurt in some cases on how things are going and how you're dealing with that with technology.
Right. Well, you know, I appreciate that, Lance. The technology in our industry, you know, having things kind of vertically aligned is what really is making a big difference as far as getting a loan closed quickly and efficiently. We don't broker out loans. We do everything in-house, which means that the point of sale software that we use is where we take the application. We can do that over the phone. We can have people go to our websites and fill their information out. Our preference is to do it over the phone or in person, because sometimes you get that person that goes to our website and accidentally puts their annual income in where the monthly income goes, and that can have a dramatic difference in the numbers.
No, that's a great point. So it's the human factor,
right?
The personal touch of following up with the technology that said, thanks for submitting this online application,
right?
But I need to double check a few things.
We're going to have to go back over it with them anyway, so I prefer to either do it in person or on the phone. It takes about 15-20 minutes to make sure you've got a really good accurate application. Then we can go ahead and send a disclosure via email and get that returned to us to run their credit. We can merge that credit right into that software. We use the exact same software for processing the loan, underwriting the loan, getting it all approved through our investors, and then going ahead and drawing the documents, funding the loan, and even post-closing, if we're going to be servicing that particular loan, the software that we have in-house takes care of all that. So the efficiency, The speed at which we're able to close loans is one of the major items that really sets Cobalt Mortgage apart from our competition.
So this is, I mean, this is really the changes that have made the 30-day close possible. So when you're looking at the that file, you have everything there in front of you on a screen, as opposed to filtering through the paper documents or trying to find them or waiting for something to be brought in. You have it all there, a nice, even workflow in the software.
Mm-hmm. We've got PDF files with copies of all their hard copies, but you still have that human factor where a lot of the guidelines are guidelines, and a lot of the information that goes past underwriters, they get to make a human determination as to what kind of risk we want to take on a specific loan. So if we're pushing a debt-to-income ratio, or if we're looking at a credit score, there's, and like we've talked about many times on this show, there's a lot of things that I can do to help people improve those credit scores so that those scores fit within the guidelines that the underwriters and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and VA are determining the risk and what they're willing to accept so that we can get an approval and then move towards a smooth closing for you.
Well, that is phenomenal information. Now, another thing, too, that I definitely want to put out there to all of our clients and to talk about that people have had to be very careful about and need to be aware about as they approach things is when we're there's a big difference because what's happened is a huge, huge advent with the social media.
Right.
In fact, many clients are contacting us through Facebook, are contacting us through Twitter, but you have to be very, very aware of what type of information you are sending back to them on those mediums, that you're doing it in a private medium, mm-hmm. that you're not disclosing any information about the transaction over those mediums that could affect or violate their privacy.
Absolutely. The Financial Privacy Act is always going to limit and should always limit what you're talking to people about. For instance, when I call you and say, hey, I've spoken with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the question is, are they approved? Can they buy the house or not? It's that simple. There's no detail that you should be getting or anybody should be getting about that specific transaction or your borrower's private information.
Right. And I know you've always been very, very good about that. And that really kind of sets you guys apart because, you know, it's that strict confidence that people are giving you that type of information that, you know, there really is duties there to protect that information.
Right. Well, and it's that trust that gets built over time, too, because unfortunately, people are willing to tell people what they think they want to hear. And that can completely mess up a transaction if you're saying, well, yeah, I think it looks great. You should be good to go. And they go out and they write a contract. And then all of a sudden there's an issue in their paperwork or in a guideline that an underwriter is not comfortable with. You can have an entire transaction blow up in your face. And if you've got kind of a daisy chain type of a deal where one person's relying on another person to buy their house and another person to buy their house and another person to buy their house, you can see where there's major complications that can be created if people are, instead of telling them the truth, whether it hurts or not, telling them what they think they want to hear so that they're not losing that potential transaction. We see that in our industry, and that's what we fight really hard to make sure that we aren't doing.
Okay, definitely. I understand that. That's a huge point. Now, let's talk a little bit about accessibility of information.
Right.
Now, I know that is one of the huge things that's been driving our speed and ability to get transactions done.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been times on Friday afternoons or Saturdays where I've had to call you because I've got that buyer in my car.
Absolutely.
They found a property they did not expect to find or something came on the market that they never thought would be on the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I need that application and that pre-approval letter from you.
Right.
Based upon what we're doing with email, based upon with digital signatures and stuff, you can actually turn that pre-approval. A lot of times you've done it for me within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, within 20 minutes.
Right.
If the client has the information readily accessible, but you're able to do that remotely, and then sometimes that has made the difference between getting that home or not getting the home, because when our offer comes with that Cobalt pre-approval, it speaks a lot to the seller that this is going to happen.
Absolutely, and when you're in maybe a competing situation with another buyer and another agent, and you're coming in and saying, hey, look, I've got to get this offer in, and I've got to make sure I've got that letter, if one of the clients has a letter that says, hey, Cobalt Mortgage says we're ready to go, and the other realtor says, well, yeah, I'm going to try to get them in with somebody as quickly as I can, all of my emails flow through to my cell phone. I can respond on my cell phone just like I'm sitting at my desk. And that technology with what we're talking about earlier with signatures and smartphones really allows us to get back pretty much from anywhere, wherever we are. Now, it's not that we work 24/7, but we want to always make sure that we are ready for a client to meet their needs so that they can transact as quickly as possible.
Those are great, great points, Scott. So we did talk about, we talked in the first break about the e-signatures. Mm-hmm. I wanted to put the warning out there that it is definitely my opinion for the consumers out there and the clients that there's going to have to be some sort of comfortability with this, because mm-hmm. you're going to start to see more companies and more corporations move beyond the real estate field to start transacting business this way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things to look out for, though. The e-signature process, I just want to warn people, should allow you to designate specific places in the document that it can be signed and require signers to specifically acknowledge parts of the document as needed. Okay, and it's got to allow for, at a minimum, some sort of unique identifier, such as an email address or a user ID. And that's the key with these companies now, is they're being able to use not only the email address, but verify with the IP address where these signatures are taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So as consumers start to see these, they're going to start coming in electronic bids as people look for agreement. They're definitely coming in our contracts. I just wanted people to be aware that you're going to see this, and that when it happens and you're requested to do this, you can ask a few questions so that you're informed, but not to immediately discredit it as a medium that's not working, because there is legislation backing it up, and the industry is, in our opinion, moving in this direction.
Definitely. And, you know, information is absolutely critical in all the things that we're doing. So let me just give you a couple of areas that you can get a ton of information. If you go to my website at scottridgeway.com, on my website, I've got a piece that it just says MMG Weekly. What that is my weekly newsletter that lets people know what's going on in the economy, what's going on globally that's having an impact on interest rates. So if you want to train yourself and get educated on what is moving interest rates because you're getting ready to lock in a loan or make considerations, that's a great place to go. scottridgeway.com, click on the Mortgage Market Guide Weekly. The other thing that I have is a monthly newsletter. So that comes out at the beginning of each month. And all you need to do is, if you've got an email from me, it's attached to my email signature. So if you want, just send me a quick email to scott.ridgeway@cobaltmortgage.com. And then I can reply to you. You can have that saved. And that's a monthly newsletter that you can go in and check, and it's going to have all kinds of information about the real estate market, the lending market, and, you know, some fun tips, just like what Brent was talking about, on things you can do in the spring, summer, fall, and winter time. So information is critical in making sure that you have what you need to make informed decisions.
Perfect. And definitely, I just want to say, as we wrap up the show here, I would be in huge trouble if I tried to do any of this myself. I need to say thanks to my wife, Karen. If I could get her to have done the show today, she would have, but she will not come on the radio.
We'll get her. We'll get her sometime this year.
So she prepared a lot of this for me. It really is a team of people that I have that helps us facilitate this, get our listings for the most exposure where they need to be, check those websites constantly because they're constantly changing, and all of this leading to a faster sale for the most amount of money in the least amount of time. That's really what we're using this to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
So technology and efficiency, it's changing. It's changing rapidly, and it's changed for us in the last 3 months. As I start to see additional changes in this field, we will be sure to let you know. And Scott, we're out of time again. Another week went by, and I don't know how that happened.
It goes fast, and this market is so busy right now. It's just hard to kind of poke your head up every so often and get a good breath of air so that you can get back to these transactions, helping people become homeowners and make that dream a reality.
So in honor of the technology show, I'll just give you the website, kenmoreteam.com, and you can contact us there. Or Scott, how can they get a hold of you?
Just give me a call on my direct line at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004.
Folks, and we'll see you next week back here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.